My father was a constant force in my life, mm-hmm. you know. He was incredible. He came, I remember like today, he had already one of those silver tone turntables. Mm-hmm. So he came with this little long plane, those small LPs, with the face of Charlie Parker, very young Charlie Parker on the cover, with the white mouthpiece and that bebop bow tie. Mm-hmm. And that was a totally different image of what Ellington and all those people had. It's totally a white mouthpiece. I want you to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. The day before, we were listening to Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman and Ellington and Benny Carter. He loved Benny Carter.
Yeah.
He played that. I want you to listen to the entire first phase of this. First sight of this LP, and don't talk. We talk later, okay? You have time now, yeah? Okay. So listen. When you finish the thing, I say, "You like it?" I say, "No." Me either, but they are good musicians, huh? And I remember that I say, that is the problem. That I can feel that these people know what they are doing. Everything is in play, but I hate it. I say, well, you know something? We will have to learn about this thing because this is what it is now. This is the progress. Mm-hmm. So he came, even without liking the music, without enjoying in the beginning the music, he came with books, bebop books, by Dizzy and Charlie Parker and Monk and all that, and more LPs and all that, and we ended up loving that music. You know? He had that intelligence to, if you don't like something, but pay attention first and see why the people are enjoying the thing. So that was my first encounter with bebop. And I'm making a living out of this thing for the last 40 years.